Okay, so this guy has primary hyperparathyroidism as evidenced by his high serum calcium and his low serum phosphate. Normal serum calcium is 8.4 to 10.2 milliequivalents per liter. This guy has it at 11.0. Normal serum phosphate is 2.5 to 4.5, and this guy has it at 2.0 milliequivalents per liter. So you might be wondering what the fuck the shooting groin pain is about. That's just ureterolithiasis. He has a calcium stone. They can, by all means, tell you shooting pain in the flank. That would be nephrolithiasis, but this is one of the classic ways the USMLE likes to give you a high serum calcium. Now we look at the answer choices. This is somewhat factoidy. You need to know that PTH binds to GLFS, G protein receptors, and will increase CAMP intracellularly. And then the hard part is knowing whether it's osteoblast or osteoclast, because PTH is ultimately going to be causing an increase in calcium release from the bone. So there will be calcium, sorry, there will be bone resorption. The quote unquote hard detail is knowing that PTH activates osteoblasts, not clasts. So what's going on is the PTH receptor on the osteoblast, once that osteoblast is activated directly by PTH, it will then express rank L on its cell surface and in turn activate the osteoclast. Okay, rank receptor on the osteoclast, and then the osteoclast is activated and we get bone resorption. That's always a hard detail, once again, because PTH is causing bone resorption and the activation of osteoclast is indirect, not direct. Okay, so if the USMLE asks you which cell in the bone PTH binds to, it's like, ooh, wow, osteoblast, not osteoclast, even though osteoblasts classically build bone. So the answer here would be increased osteoblast CAMP. That's it.